the words of George Orwell, freedom essentially is the ability to say no. And I think in these politically divisive times, I really don't think it's about Republican versus Democrat. It's about those who are willing to comply and those who are courageous.
I think there's a profit motive, there's a political motive, and there's a control motive, compelling people to do what they want them to do and training people to do what they're told to do without questioning.
You need to educate people, like, you understand that this is a mandate. Mandate is not actually a law, and you have the choice.
This entire concept of the greater good, in other words, get vaccinated. What's wrong with you? You're endangering the people around you, is a perfect example of this idea of greater good that has been used by leaders like Hitler, Pol Pot, Mao from the beginning of time.
The major threat to our country today is not the attack on our bodies with the virus. It is the attack on our character that lifts up the government as our God and its minions as their overseers and seeks to turn us and all the world's population into what they say we have always been, and that is the slaves of those who arrogate the power to destroy our lives.
Bankers in New York and in the city of London funded the Japanese in the first decade of the 1900s to defeat the Russians. Less than 10 years later, these same bankers funded the Bolshevik Revolution.
Break up the Federal Reserve and we get our freedom back. Because that Federal Reserve, which is these banking cabal guys, is when our country got stolen from we the people.
When I look at the cryptocurrency world and I see decentralized finance, I'm like, oh, there's the blueprint for the future where we don't need banks because it's all been decentralized. So there's no one banker who's gonna say, we're gonna do this to the price of gold, or we're gonna cheat in this way.
The fact is that both government and industry are increasingly using false allegations of research misconduct to discredit scientists who raise questions about government policies and industry practices.
Multiple scientific studies have found links between fluoride exposure in drinking water and bone cancer or osteosarcoma, especially in young males.
2011, there was a Time magazine article. They listed fluorine or fluoride as one of the top 10 most toxic household chemicals.
The Nazis and the Germans were using fluoride in the concentration camps to dumb people down, to make them non-aggressive, to make them easily controllable. So it basically turns you into a zombie.
We are in a moment in history where, because of the COVID vaccine and all the problems surrounding it, it feels like we stand and fight now, or we may lose our freedoms forever.
If you do not have dominion over those choices in your own body, you do not live in a free country.